Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We're going to continue to dig into this corruption by Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe. I love the nicknames that you have for this public serpent. And I want to share with you this other very bizarre action of his related to putting up a Vietnamese statue in Little Saigon. I'm going to show you a couple of those pictures and some of the funny business related to that. So this corruption is nothing new for this. Should I call him an ex-communist? I'm not sure. He came from the communist country of Vietnam, and apparently he really likes that political system. I'll just put it that way. But what I really want to share with you is a very encouraging message that I got from a healthy American, a freedom fighter who lives in Florida. And I'm going to share with you what she shared with me about how they pushed back against their county and their city, and they are staying vigilant in making sure that these public servants in this case are actually listening to and carrying out the will of the people. Friends, we are going to turn our attention to this basically lifelong corruption, as far as I can tell, of Andrew Doe, the supervisor in Orange County that I am suing, because he actually, in public view, looked around the table as the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, which is our county government. And he said, you know, we're not going to talk about this emergency anymore. I don't want to have any reports from the health officer. It's such a dire emergency that I don't want to hear about it anymore. And I don't want to hear from any of you all, the public that are coming in front of us to give your testimony. I don't want to hear from you because you are just repeating the same things over and over. Yes, he literally said that. They actually had an agenda item to do away with public commentary and for we the people to vote to have one person represent our voice. Yeah, no, that's illegal. So this is the guy that is behind all of these types of actions. And he did not want to hear from we the people any longer about the emergency in Orange County related to you know what. And instead, he said, we're just going to wait for the governor to tell us what to do. I mean, that's on the record. And all of the other supervisors looked around the table and said, well, you know, we're not requiring the suffocation devices. Nobody's being required to become a human pincushion any longer. The schools are open. The stores are open. The hospitals are open. So we're not really in an emergency. So canceling the emergency wouldn't really change anything because we're not really in an emergency. The only thing it would change, they said, and this is on the record, they said the only thing that it would change is that we would no longer get the Cooties Fund money. We would no longer get the funding. And now we know why this was so important to Andrew Doe. Yes, it's because he was funneling $13 million to his daughter's nonprofit, which also has been on the hook for not being a nonprofit and for not turning in the records that could be audited related to the financials. And it's a little bit interesting to me that she's 22 years old, has never had a job. So that makes her a perfect candidate to open up a nonprofit that's not really a nonprofit, didn't have nonprofit status when it was receiving the millions and millions, and dare I say, millions of dollars from her dodo daddy. I mean, it's just, yeah, rolling in the dough. Dough is rolling in the dough and handing out the dough and dealing out the dough in a fraudulent manner. And I'm never going to stop talking about this. And many of you are joining me in contacting the FBI at the Department of Justice. It's justice.gov. And listen, I have it all laid out for you here in my Substack. The easiest thing for you to do is to go to peggyhall.substack.com. There is his wife who is she looks so just like engaged and enthusiastic and just like a dynamic personality here, listening to the court cases in Orange County, because she is the number two judge. She is the assistant presiding judge in the Orange County Superior Court, which, by the way, is the court where my lawsuit is. So I'm sure that I will get a fair hearing and there will be no shenanigans, even though I've had four or five judges, I've lost count. And it's been delayed. What is it now? 1 year, 2 year, we're going on 3 years of a delay. I'm certain that Dodo's wife has nothing whatsoever to do with my lawsuit against her husband. I mean, that would be ridiculous, even though, let me show you here, I had some other headlines about Doe resigning because there was a state probe related to fraud. And here's another one. Orange County supervisor is accused of fraud again. Yeah, this is the husband of the presiding judge and they're Vietnamese. And I mentioned that because they are all a part of Little Saigon. And here we have it. Now, another twist to the story is I actually grew up here in my younger years, not in Little Saigon because it didn't exist back then. It was just normal old Orange County, Garden Grove, Westminster, even a little bit of a Fountain Valley area. And I want you to pay particular attention to this image right here. And let's see if I have another picture of that. Yes, here's Little Saigon. And I want you to look, see this image. Here's Doe pointing his finger. Now, what's really interesting is these images are also doing the same gesture of pointing the finger. And this is this Vietnamese general. This ties into the story, so stick with me. This Vietnamese general has a statue of him. Here it was unveiled in Miles Square Park, which is the largest park, well, one of the largest parks in Orange County, bordering the Vietnamese Little Saigon area. It's just interesting to me because I grew up in that area and there were no noodle shops or Vietnamese or anything like that. And it is like Little Saigon. So all of the politicians are Vietnamese. All of the stores are Vietnamese. I'm a person that loves different cultures. I've lived in different countries. I speak different languages. I have studied different cultures and political systems. I was an English as a second language instructor because I am fascinated to learn about history and culture and tradition. So I'm all about it. But I do draw the line at communists. So I know that's a little old fashioned of me. I know, but I don't care for communists and I don't care for the communist political system. And the concept of the Vietnamese fleeing Vietnam, I thought, was to get away from communism. So maybe I have it all wrong, but there definitely is corruption. So let's continue, shall we? What I wanted to talk to you about is a couple other things related to his daughter's crazy dealings here. And what I found, and this is what I want to share with you right here, is I actually found the website that has gotten $13 million, right? This 22-year-old that never held a job, but Daddy Dodo gave her the dough, the $13 million dough that is now controversial. And even the Orange County Register, a very left-leaning newspaper, is calling for the resignation of Andrew Doe. And I would love nothing more for that to happen. So let me share my screen. We are going to go over to his daughter's website. And this is the Warner Wellness Center. Now I want you to, I want you to go on a little journey with me here using your powers of critical thinking, deep thinking, and even just your own instinct and discernment to tell me if you think what they're doing is worth $13 million. Well, first of all, coming soon, what's new? What's new, Pussycat? What we do, we are a nonprofit outpatient mental health facility serving the Vietnamese and Asian Pacific Islander communities in Orange County. We provide medical health outreach, individual and group therapy, and case management. Well, when I click through the services, prevention services, well, there's nothing there. And when I click back, see, most people won't do the deep dive. I click on treatment services. Well, there's nothing there. There's nothing to click. There's nowhere to make an appointment. So, well, maybe I need to look under services. No, it takes me right back in the roundabout. Well, let me click under resources. Certainly that's where I can get this Warner Wellness Center, $13 million worth of information. Let's see. Oh, it looks like they got this out of the local phone book. Let me increase. So let's see. Their resources include phone numbers for other organizations. So there's food, there's housing. None of these are under the auspices of the Warner Wellness Center. This is like me putting up a website. In fact, why don't I do that? You know what, friends? I just had a brainstorm. I think we should all go in on a nonprofit and maybe we can call it Fighting Vietnamese Political System Corruption in Orange County Nonprofit. And we can get millions and millions of millions of dollars. And then under the services page, we'll just list phone numbers to all the other agencies that are actually doing the work. I think it's brilliant. You got to hand it to this 22-year-old. She doesn't have to do any work. She's making millions of dollars without lifting a finger. Now, if that ain't the American dream, or is it the Vietnamese dream? I'm not sure. Anyway, I digress. What I wanted to tell you was this other scandal about this statue. So back in the day, there was another Vietnamese supervisor, and Andrew Doe was her chief of staff. Now, I'm not going to say you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and that somehow, because of his position as the chief of staff for this supervisor, he then was in a good position to actually be elected or selected or positioned into his position as an Orange County supervisor. And back in the day, guess who they gave the money to build these statues? Well, Peter Pham. Now, I'm not going to draw any conclusions that Peter Pham, spelled P-H-A-M, is related to Sherry Pham, P-H-A-M. You know, here's the judge, just riveted on your case. I'm not going to draw any conclusions that this Pham is related to the other Pham that actually owns the nonprofit that has Warner Wellness Center as part of it. It's called the Viet America Society. I'm not going to draw any conclusions that that's the same Pham that was running these other nonprofits and or other agencies that got $350,000 to build this statue. And here's what I have for you. It says this group got money, and it's not even something that the group does. They were and still are best known for writing songs about Vietnam's history and singing them. They have never been involved in any construction before and have not been involved in any other construction since. This group got $350,000 to build that statue. Why do we need a Vietnamese general statue in Orange County? Of course we need it, Peggy. It's culturally appropriate. So the group also had no experience handling money at this order of magnitude. This money was given to them by Andrew Doe through his boss at the Orange County Board of Supervisors when he was the chief of staff. Before and after this, the 990, yes, so this was a nonprofit, 990 federal disclosure forms that the group filed with the IRS showed they had never broken above $20,000 in any one year. In 2007, 08, and 09, their total income was $10,000, $5,000, and then $16,000. But in 2010 and 2011, their income shot up 17-fold to $276,000. Anyway, it goes on and on. In summary, the Orange County supervisor that Andrew Doe worked for, he was the one that had his sticky fingers all over this money, pushed through a contract with an entity that had no idea what's in the contract, no idea what they're supposed to do under the contract, had no experience doing what the contract wants them to do, had no experience handling that kind of money, and conveniently is not subject to any kind of check and balance by taxpayers. So what logical conclusion must be drawn about the intention of that $350,000? How do you like them apples? Them are pretty rotten apples. You know, it's so easy to write or to broadcast these stories about Andrew Dodo and to actually write the Substacks about him. They basically write themselves because the level of corruption is like unending. It's like the gift that just keeps on giving. Now, I do want to give you a gift of a lovely, encouraging email from a healthy American who is a freedom fighter. And I'm going to get this on my phone here. And she emailed me. She's Deb, and she is in Florida. And she said, precious Peggy, thank you, Deb. You are a bright light in your area and now the world, shining truth and bringing the hope of justice to more than you can possibly imagine. I want to thank you for that, Deb, because I have to admit, I do get a little worn down sometimes with this psychological heaviness of being attacked by these public serpents, which is why I am bringing them to justice. She said, we live in the north central Florida city of Ocala, the county seat of Marion County. I want to encourage you that it is possible to have a city and county filled with godly public servants. She has that in capital letters. We are blessed to be in the largest conservative county in Florida. And as you know, that comes with a price of constant prayer and vigilance. Vigilance is the key, friends. You never can let up. I am marching this all the way to heaven. She continues to write, we stood down 3 years ago. We prevented an attempt by the national board chairman of the CAIR, which I believe is the Committee on Arab-Islamic Relations, There was a woman, Manal Fakhouri, was going to become the mayor. She said that was our wake-up call. However, the conservatives in our area came together in prayer and action, and this woman was soundly defeated, much to the surprise of the global Muslim and the far-left agenda that was supporting and financing her. We have through years prayed for and rallied a very strong Christian conservative city council, county commission, sheriff, and police chief. I mean, isn't that encouraging? I want everybody to get hope from this message. She said, we stay vigilant through constantly monitoring their various meetings. And probably most importantly, we establish respectful and trustworthy relationships with the city and county administrators and with their staff. My husband says that the major problem in government is the staff infection. And isn't it interesting that this Andrew Dodo was the chief of staff for this other woman, I think it was Janet Nguyen, who I believe went on to be a state senator, and he was basically calling the shots of the purse strings way back then. She says, I want to encourage you. Our city and county are not perfect, but they are prosperous. And every newcomer wants to be the last one across the city and the county line, meaning they don't want any of the naysayers to come in. She said, it is a full-time job guarding our government, but godly governance is possible. Our deepest prayer for our area is that it can be, is that God brings all evil to light so that it can be exposed and brought to justice. Friends, that's what I'm doing here. I'm exposing the evil to the light. I'm rattling the cages. Now listen, in Orange County, the Orange County health officer resigned before he would be deposed in my case. He still can be deposed, but it shows that he tucked his tail and he ran away. And the second in charge resigned as well. So it can happen. And I want to see this Doe resigning and behind bars for his felony frauds. She says, we are not deceived or stupid. Much does lurk beneath the surface of any area. She said, you and your team are doing great. God will produce and bless the fruit of your labors, dear warrior. Amen. Thank you so much, Deb. I wanted to read this so everybody could be encouraged by your positive words. Friends, when you email me or leave a comment here, when you share this video, when you get on my Substack, when you send me a note of encouragement, there's in the description box, you'll have that address. It's 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. I love hearing from you. You and your words and your encouragement, that is what keeps me going. So God bless you all. We're going to stand strong. Tomorrow, I'm going to bring you corruption about Mayorkas and how he was on the board of directors of a Jewish agency, a Jewish group that is still getting hundreds of millions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers to actually help facilitate these immigrants across our borders. You are just going to, I know you will believe it because you can understand and see the depths of this corruption. We need to expose it. Evil thrives in darkness. I have action steps for you at my Substack. So thank you everybody for being on board. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's broadcast.